Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The gloves are off.
He is unfit to serve.
Gross incompetence disqualifies her.
Vote, then get full results Tuesday night at 9.
Most important
election. Most important election.
The Election Station. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning. It is 7:35. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And some of your top stories, well, you know by now, probably the Gators lost 34-20 against Georgia. Heartbreaker. The big heartbreaker, though, is DJ Lagway hurt. Not sure to the severity of his injury. A hamstring, I believe, but they're going to look for further results on that. In the meantime, though, we've got a very special guest in the studio, Mark Emery. He's a guest of Horse Farms Forever, and he's going to be the keynote speaker at a special event I'll let him tell you about. But this guy is a filmmaker, a photographer. He's worked and does work for National Geographic. Even works on the soundtrack side of it. Very exciting stuff. Mark Emery, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, Bob.
It is such a pleasure to have you here. And I, you know, I tried to catch up on your bio a little bit, and then it's just, wow, what a life that you have led and continue to lead, spending, what, half of your time in Alaska and half your time in Marion County, right?
Yes, sir. Did been doing that. Actually, it's getting to be a habit now. It's been 40 years in Alaska going remote, and we're 300 miles from the nearest connecting road, so we have bears walking right by where we live and in the summertime. And then come back down here, and, of course, we're working with alligators underwater and working with manatees and lots of other species that are native to Florida.
So if you're up in Alaska, National Geographic says, hey, we got a gig for you. You got to travel, get on the plane, travel some more, and vice versa. Wow. Okay. And so now you can see maybe there's more time and more focus and things going on right in your backyard. You mentioned the Everglades. How are you involved in what's going on there?
Well, we worked on a number of films, and some of the first two films we did were the first two films done on the python invasion of the Everglades. They figure now there's over 100,000 pythons there. You can't see them if you go zipping by in an airboat. You're not going to see any pythons. What they're doing is they're laying just under the water, and just their nares or their nostrils will be sticking up just a little bit above the water. So we had a guy with a tracker, and we're 15 feet away from a 15-footer, and we couldn't see him. And two of us have done tons of snake
catching.
Looking
right where you know he is, and can't see him.
And we finally saw the nares or those little nostrils, and the guy slipped a noose on him and pulled him out. It was 15 feet long. So
my goodness. Well, yeah, hopefully we'll get a handle on that, because you were sharing with us that is just absolutely extinguishing the wildlife down there.
Right. And so there's more focus up here to film in our area now, because we don't have that problem. We still have good bird populations, and we have a great amount of different things going on in the wild that are not affected by pythons.
One of the purposes of you coming on today is to talk about the fact that you're the keynote speaker for the 4th Annual Conservation Summit. Tell me about that.
Well, it's a celebration of springs, and there'll be a three of us speaking, but I'm the keynote speaker. And what we're going to do is develop a whole look at how springs affect not only the economy of the area, but the ecology of the area. We have birds that pass through and use Silver Springs as a buffet on their way north or south, And you have manatees that are now in 25 to 30. Some people think as many as 50 manatees in there have gotten through the locks by the dam and are now reproducing in Silver Springs, another attraction. And then we have other populations that have grown back, white-tailed deer, turkeys, and all are doing really, really well overall. So it's gotten to be a great local attraction again. At one point, there was 1 million people a year coming through Silver Springs, and now it's growing back. So
yeah, and you have some experience in the past with Silver Springs, right?
Yes, I got lucky. I grew up in Ocala, and we had Ross Allen around, was our hero, and so I got to work at the Reptile Institute milking rattlesnakes and wrestling alligators for $3 an hour. And and then we also worked on the glass-bottom boats. We drive the glass-bottom boats, and you learn to drive that. It's like a kind of a Winnebago on the water. It doesn't have a rudder or anything, so it's a different training exercise to drive one of those little things with 25 people on board. It's a bunch of pounds to move around.
And I've seen some that have been, you know, dry docked now, and mm-hmm. they look like some of those had been around for a long time.
Exactly. Some of the same ones they're driving now were there when I worked there in 1973.
Wow. That's fantastic. So what about our springs? Do you think we're in a decent situation? They're healthy. Are we doing what we can to protect them? Because I also know Florida's growing as well. It's going to have some impact.
Yeah, it does. And just to let you know, I'm an independent. I don't think water is Democratic or Republican. I think we all need it. And in the case of that, what's happening, the most concern is to how many people are going to be using the water, which is growing exponentially, as you know, and then also the quality of the water. And the quality of the water right now is more nitrates than ever, more nitrogen in the water. So that can come from fertilizer is a common cause, from lots and lots of golf courses and lots of people using it. And just there are other ways to fertilize and not have that problem. So there's some things that people can do. I'm a cinematographer. I'm not a hydrologist or something.
Right, really right. Easy, but you're somebody who's been around in that. Yeah. In other words, you know, your life on this planet, you've probably seen changes.
Yeah. What happened is we started a dive team about 10 years ago to clean the bottom because there was so much algae growing from the nitrates that it was covering up the statues that they use in their talk with the glass-bottom boats. The bottoms of the glass-bottom boats, glass was getting algae on it.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty tough to stick onto something like that. And so we would clean it off once a month. So every once a month, we're all down there, 10 of us are diving and cleaning and doing all that. Just, you know, we take a lot from the springs, but we don't get much back, to be honest with you.
I wonder if a time will come where we will come up with some sort of treatment. We've seen these different blooms that have occurred in different areas, the Indian River and the Caloosahatchee, things like that. And so I wonder if we're not going to have at some point some sort of treatment plant to treat even the what we would consider the most pristine water in the state.
We'll
have to take action on that. So you're actually a guest of the Horse Farms Forever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they're the ones that are bringing you in as the keynote speaker. And what do you hope to accomplish through this celebration of the springs?
Well, just a general awareness. The group that follows them are a lot of them are horse farm owners or cattle ranches and people like that. And those folks just are great about doing things for their land and taking care of their land. And this may be some more guidance and education as to what's there. And also celebrating them in the sense that, you know, we've been to 35 countries. We've been in a lot of places in the world, and there is no collection of springs like between Orlando and the Georgia line. We have 1,000 springs. 700 of them are well known, and so some of them are on private properties. They contribute tons of water to everything, to the Suwannee, to the Withlacoochee, to the Ocklawaha, and a lot of the springs get covered up by the Rodman Dam backup thing, and that's
because they say there's a whole bunch right there that are covered in maybe, 8-10 feet of water?
Right, and then it's also drowning a cypress forest there that's been drowned at Payne's Landing for many, many years, and so that we'll talk about as well. And there's an effort statewide, 70% of the people want the dam gone, and few people clustered in that county want to keep it staying where it is. So.
We dealt with that issue, my goodness, when I came here 23 years ago.
Yes,
it was a big issue then, and it's kind of like the wildlife we talked about adapted very, very well to the dam itself, but we don't think about those other changes beneath the surface of the water, like you say, in those springs, and what impact it could have overall. In fact, I never really even thought about it until you just brought it up.
Yeah, the floating vegetation over the top, when it dies or gets sprayed or whatever, it'll go on the bottom, and now that spring changes. You know, it's got a false bottom on it. The real problem, though, is that underwater-wise, I was fishing guide on Lake George for a little bit, and the stripers in there are the southernmost group of striped bass in the United States, probably in the world. And they run all the way to Silver Springs historically. And catfish also went all the way there. The dam stopped those migrations. And there are also eels that come in the Sargasso Sea, and they're anadromous fish. They move in and out of fresh and salt water. And so all those species and several others that are much smaller use that waterway like an avenue back and forth to where they're supposed to be. And they can't get by the dam. So.
Wow. Yeah. Well, look, we hear about it in California. Yeah. You had hydroelectric. You had a real reason and a purpose for the dams. And now they prevent some of the fish to get upstream. Yep. That's a problem. But then you also look at the needs in California of agriculture and other things. So you try to strike a balance. And I'm sure those are the things you're going to be talking about.
Well, in the case of this one, there's no hydroelectric involved.
Right.
It's just a leftover from
when they tried to do that canal across the state. What you have to wonder. I'm no expert in that area, but I'm like, you're going to cut across this swath of sand and dirt and limestone and wonder if there's going to be a problem.
Right, and your seawater is at almost water level across Florida, so you're going to get saltwater intrusion. There was a lot of things wrong with it. To see how far back that went, a guy named Horatio Dexter in 1824 from Micanopy thought it would be a good idea to get so he could get supplies to Micanopy and put a canal in here.
Great theory.
The event is a Thursday, November 14th, celebration of the Springs. Mark Emery and folks, you should get out your search engine, DuckDuckGo, and check it out, because what an interesting guy. I'm glad I got to meet you.
Same here, Bob.
All right.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks, Greg.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.